Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Isaiah 4, 1 to 6. Isaiah chapter 4, verse 1 to 6. In that day, so few men will be left that seven women will fight for each man, saying, "Let us all marry you. We will provide our own food and clothing. Only let us take your name so we won't be mocked as old maids." But in that day, the branch of the Lord will be beautiful and glorious. The fruit of the land will be the pride and glory of all who survive in Israel. All who remain in Zion will be a holy people. Those who survive the destruction of Jerusalem and are recorded among the living. The Lord will wash the filth from beautiful Zion and cleanse Jerusalem of its bloodstains with the hot breath of fiery judgment. Then the Lord will provide shade for Mount Zion and all who assemble there. He will provide a canopy of cloud during the day and smoke and flaming fire at night, covering the glorious land. It will be a shelter from daytime heat and a hiding place from storms and rain. My theme for reflection is when God covers what we cannot. When God covers what we cannot. If you have ever arrived at an outdoor event confidently dressed, only for the weather to turn suddenly against you, you know the awkward scramble for cover. Borrowing a coat, hiding under an umbrella, wishing you had prepared better. Isaiah 4 begins with just such a sense of exposure, but on a far deeper level, a people laid bare, shamed, and searching for a covering only God can provide. The problem Isaiah addresses is the aftermath of collapse. Jerusalem has been judged for pride, injustice, and false security. What remains is vulnerability. The striking image of seven women taking hold of one man speaks of desperation rather than romance, of a remnant stripped of protection, name, and dignity, pleading, "Let us be called by your name. Take away our reproach." It is not merely about marriage. It is about identity, survival, and belonging. Human strength, beauty, and social structures are failed. The question hanging in the air is simple and painful. Who will cover us now? God's answer is not first a strategy, but a person, or more precisely, a promise. Isaiah declares that the branch of the Lord shall be beautiful and glorious. Out of what looks like a stump, God brings new life. Christian faith has long recognized this branch as the Messiah, fulfilled in Jesus Christ, humble in appearance, rejected at first, yet radiant with God's own glory. The prophet Jeremiah echoes this hope. "I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and this is the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness." Jeremiah 23:5-6. What the women of Isaiah 4 long for, a name that removes shame, is exactly what God provides through the branch. But the promise goes deeper. God does not simply cover reproach. God cleanses it. The Lord will wash away the filth of the daughters of Zion by a spirit of judgment and by a spirit of burning. This is not cruel destruction, but purifying love. The fire that judges is the fire that refines. Isaiah imagines a future community, holy, renewed, and alive, not because they perfected themselves, but because God acted decisively on their behalf. As Carbath once wrote, "Grace is the beginning and the end of the Christian life. Here, grace is both cleansing and recreating. The resolution culminates in a breathtaking image of presence and protection. Over Mount Zion appears the glory of the Lord, like the cloud by day and fire by night that guided Israel in the wilderness. What once led slaves to freedom now shelters a healed people. God provides a canopy, a booth, a refuge from heat, storm, and rain. Shame gives way to safety, exposure to belonging. The same God who judged now dwells intimately among the restored. For us today, Isaiah 4 speaks into a world still marked by reproach, shame we carry, failures we hide, and systems that leave people exposed. We often try to clothe ourselves with achievement, status, or control, yet remain anxious and uncovered. Isaiah invites us to trust the branch of the Lord, Christ Himself, who bears our reproach and clothes us with righteousness. In Him, we are not merely forgiven, but named, sheltered, and called holy. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where do I feel most exposed or ashamed right now? And what coverings have I been tempted to seek instead of Christ? Number two, what would it mean for me to live as someone already sheltered under God's presence rather than driven by fear or loss? And now our practical exercise for today. Reach out intentionally to someone who feels exposed or overlooked. A word of encouragement and act of hospitality or prayer offered with them, becoming in a small way a sign of God's sheltering care. Holy and gracious God, you see our vulnerability and do not turn away. Thank you for the branch you have raised up, Jesus Christ, who takes away our reproach and clothes us with your mercy. Wash us, refine us, and make us holy by your Spirit. Spread your canopy over our lives, our churches, and our wounded world, that we may rest secure in your presence and become places of refuge for others. Through Christ our Lord we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.